Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau, a six-month listening tour. That's how Dr. Nancy Cox, new dean of the UK College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment, described her recent activities since taking that post January 1. She spoke recently to the Agribusiness Industry Network meeting in Louisville.
Yes, even though I've worked at the College of Agriculture at UK since 2001, the dean's job is a bit of a different job, and it is necessary to listen to a whole lot of constituents in forming the path forward that I'll take.
The dean opened her remarks on the very basic role of land-grant universities creating prosperity through education.
Yes, I think the concept behind the creation of the land-grant university system in 1862 was to create prosperity for people who didn't have access to an education. That early education was in the ag and mechanical arts and also a liberal education. And the end result of that land-grant university system has been to increase prosperity through education.
That's carried forward in the college's information delivery system.
The Extension Service, which was created about 100 years ago, also has the objective of adding value to a person's prosperity, to their well-being. And I think now we've added on the state of the environment is another thing that we try to push forward with our extension programs.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
811-811, 811, 811, 811. No matter how you say it, 811 adds up as the first number to call before you dig. It's the new, easy-to-remember number. Calling 811 is the first step toward avoiding a costly and potentially dangerous encounter with buried pipes or lines. So whether you are excavating several acres or just several square feet, call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Kentucky 811.
Nancy Cox, new dean of the UK College of Ag, Food, and Environment, covered a myriad of issues in her recent presentation and spoke here about an ongoing challenge that'll be on her radar.
Yes, it's kind of funny that several newspaper reporters ask me, why is extension such a well-kept secret? It's certainly not because we've been trying to keep it a secret, but I think it is. We do a lot of good work. We are embedded in communities. We are part of the leadership in the communities where our agents serve, and we try to do what the community needs. Doing what a community needs can take a lot of different forms. It can be agriculture production, it can be nutrition, it could be financial management, or something completely different. So the people who use our extended services do know who we are, but other people may not.
We'll have follow-up stories ahead. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.